Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
Following a four-week adjournment, Parliament's back on Tuesday at 2 p.m, beginning with question time. Then, depending on if there's a request for a snap debate and whether or not the Speaker accepts the request, it'll be on to government business on the order paper, including the resumption of the 12-hour estimates debate, as foreshadowed by the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, on the last sitting day before the adjournment, back on July the 7th.
Mr. Speaker, when the House resumes on Tuesday the 9th of August, the Government will look to complete the committee stages of the Appropriation 2016-17 Estimates Bill and the third reading of the Appropriation 2016-17 Estimates Bill. Wednesday will be a Member's Day.
Gerry Brownlee's business statement drew a question from his Labor shadow, Chris Hipkins.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder whether the Leader of the House can advise the House when the Government intends to progress the very urgent education legislation bill that they insisted on reporting back prior to the parliamentary adjournment.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, as soon as it's possible, and if the Member would like to offer some assistance in its expeditious progress through the House, then we would only be too willing to accept that. In fact, Mr. Speaker, I seek leave for the bill to pass through all stages forthwith. On a single voice vote.
Order, I just need to put the leave. I think I know the answer. Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is.
Order. And then there was this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Yeah, one of the Leader of the House can advise us as to when he proposes to expedite resource management law reform, which apparently is holding up the whole building and construction situation in this country and causing a massive gridlock.
Order. I'll get the Honourable Gerry Brownlee to respond to that.
Well, Mr. Speaker, once again, the hand of friendship is extended across the House. We accept the Right Honourable Winston Peters' willingness to vote for that, and that that commitment just made in the House now could see the expedition of that bill fairly quickly.
I thank members.
The Speaker, David Carter, there shortly before the House embarked on this four-week adjournment. And while there were a handful of Select Committee meetings held in the first 2 weeks of the adjournment, the corridors of Parliament have been quiet over the past fortnight with no committee meetings held, although the Local Government and Environment Committee has published its report on the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary Bill. Among recommendations from the committee is that the bill, which aims to establish an ocean sanctuary around the Kermadec Islands, should be renamed to recognise the indigenous Māori name for Raoul Island. That'll mean a name change from the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary Bill to the Kermadec Rangitahua Ocean Sanctuary Bill. The committee's report on the bill also includes minority views from Labour and the Greens, both addressing concerns about Māori customary rights as raised in public submissions on the bill. You can find that report by visiting our webpage, parliamenttoday.co.nz, and clicking Committee Reports at the top of the page. With the House on a four-week adjournment and no select committees held over the past 2 weeks, a look back now to the Youth Parliament, which was held on Tuesday the 19th and Wednesday the 20th of July. For 2 days, 121 youth MPs were at Parliament to debate legislation, sit on select committees, ask oral questions of ministers, and also participate in a general debate.
Mr. Speaker, in the lead-up to Youth Parliament, I spent a lot of time thinking about the biggest issues facing young people today. And there was one I just couldn't go past. I think it's time we had a conversation about superannuation.
A career, income, a home, a car, a family, a life? Youth parliamentarians, can't we all agree that this is the Kiwi dream? So what's stopping us? Well, that's right, student loan.
The word euthanasia sounds scary, but I want to demystify it straight away. I believe in an individual's right to choose. If you or I were slowly dying, then wouldn't you at least want the option for a peaceful and painless death? Euthanasia is mercy.
A phenomenon that we in Youth Parliament are acutely aware of is the lack of participation of young people in politics, particularly with regard to voting.
If Pokemon Go has taught us one thing, it's that we all love to get into the environment that makes this country unique. But imagine what it would be like if our rivers were so polluted we couldn't even get near them to catch that rare water type.
Why are we all so disengaged in the first place?
Fellow youth, be a lion and have no fear.
We are the tomorrow of the world.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I'm sure a lot of you are tired of speeches at this point.
The Youth Parliament General Debate is designed to emulate the general debate held most Wednesdays after question time, which allows for wide-ranging speeches and traditionally features MPs making political statements aimed at rival parties. A point not lost on Dylan Pashutam, Youth MP for Nationals, Palmjeet Palmer.
The kumbaya circle from the Labor and the Greens, oddly coupled with the outdated New Zealand First, have for years now opposed something so fundamental to the growth of New Zealand, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's an odd concept that the opposition call Fortress New Zealand. We on this side of the House admit that decades ago, being a fortress delivered prosperity and growth to our country, but the world changed, and with it, so did National. Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First are the biggest opponents to free trade, opponents of wealth, opponents to the free movement of people and opponents to the new ideas and innovations it brings. I suppose we're lucky a debate about warships hasn't come up yet, because then Winston would be frothing at the mouth. Unless, of course, they were made in China. How the mighty have...
Order.
Rising to his feet during that speech with a point of order for the Deputy Speaker, Lindsay Tish, was Winston Peters Youth MP, Kai Winston Tijani Small.
It was a point of order.
I asked that the member stop slashing political parties and politicians as this apolitical party.
No, this was a debate. And the member will sit. The member will sit. The member will sit when I'm on my feet. This is a debate. And while some comments were made that you may not agree with, this is a debating chamber. And members are free to express a view. I will determine the relevance of it and whether it's in order or out of order. So I'm calling Dylan Pashutam to continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Later, Kai Winston Tijani Small made his own contribution to the youth general debate.
Kia ora, Mr. Speaker. Before I start, contrary to popular belief, I am Winston's MP, but my aim is to not get thrown out today. Now, my electorate is Northland.
Kai Winston Tijani Small focused his speech on the youth of his electorate.
Now, Northland students are telling me that the only piece of voting education that they get is elections in New Zealand coming to their school, proceeding to guilt trip the girls into voting because New Zealand was the first country to allow white women to vote. They proceed to tell you that countries do not allow people to vote and you should feel honoured to vote. That's why you should vote. Now, I serve at 110 Northland students, 49 of them. could not tell me what their electorate was. In fact, a quote from one of the girls that I did survey told me that the electorate was the difference between the amount of votes. I surveyed a hand-picked 25 young leaders from Northland. 15 don't understand what MMP is. 21 don't understand how to vote. 15 don't know who runs Northland. 11 understand that it is more than $5 to vote in a general election. 3 believe that there is a fine if you don't enroll to vote, and another 3 understand that there is a yearly fee to vote. 1 adult aged above 21 told me that if you abstain to vote, your vote goes towards the National Party. Now, some of us may chuckle, some of us may laugh, but don't you forget that this is your generation. They represent you as much as you represent them. We need to educate them. There might be 4 rowers on each side of the waka, but if one person stops rowing, we're just going to go in a circle, aren't we?
The general debate of this year's Youth Parliament also featured this commentary on The Real Thing from Katie Gottlieb, Youth MP for Greens co-leader Matidia Ture.
Parliament has more or less become a playground, a place for the high rollers to throw their toys out of their cot until they get their way. Nowadays, it's a relatively ridiculous notion to expect a well-informed, honest debate in Parliament, and that in itself is one of the many fundamentally dysfunctional things about our democratic system. In Parliament, throwing insults is more commonplace than conscientious decision-making or well-informed debate, and may I say, the insults are pretty below average. In my opinion, and I know that many others agree with me, there is a certain level of respect that must and should be upheld by our leaders of our country. But it seems instead of this happening, our government has just become the butt of a few too many jokes. I will agree, we are a mile off Donald Trump level, but the fact of the matter is, if the general public are no longer shocked when these playground insults are thrown around so casually, or when we discover that Parliament has again been hiding some dodgy dealings behind their $30,000 coldie doors, you would think that there should be some questions asked. One of the things I find so unprofessional about Parliament and its actions is the lack of respect shown to opposing parties. You'd think that everyone would at least listen and respect the opinions of the people they're supposed to be working with to make Aotearoa a better place for us New Zealanders. Because supposedly, the opinions expressed by this party in our House represent our views and beliefs, what we want for our future, our children's future, and Aotearoa's future. Well, in my opinion, throwing around insults is not representing my views. And insulting the very people you're supposed to be working with is not respectful. And completely disregarding your colleagues' views, even if they are opposing parties, is not only showing a massive amount of disrespect to them, it is showing a massive amount of disrespect to the people of Aotearoa. I'll agree that often what I've been saying does not apply to some of the members of Parliament. Some of our politicians are brilliant people who really are invested in creating the best future for Aotearoa and act accordingly. But unfortunately, a few apparently seem to regard Parliament as playtime. And this creates an environment that is very hard to escape, no matter how many good politicians we have and how hard they try to escape the cycle. What I will say is this. Every single time I've talked to someone about something that has happened on Parliament TV, the conversation without fail ends up being about how disappointed they are about the lack of respect shown and how ridiculous some of the behaviour is. I'm just saying, if so many people from different walks of life actually share this opinion, that kind of points towards there being a wee bit of a problem. Now, I know that all of us here today have very different opinions. We all have very different views, and we all support different parties. We all come from different places, all have been brought up differently, and all have experienced different hardship. Perhaps you don't agree with some of what I've said, but I think that we can all agree that asking our Parliament, the people who are supposed to be representing all of our differences, asking them to show some respect towards our views and the people who are representing them, now, that is something that shouldn't have to be asked of them. That should be in the damn job description. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Beth Walters, Youth MP for Labour's Potter Williams, had this message for her fellow youth parliamentarians.
There's a quote that says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." So don't doubt the power that you have and the young people of your community have. Don't let Youth Parliament be the end. Instead, let it be the start of a great adventure. Whether one day you find yourself sitting in one of these seats as a Member of Parliament, or whether you go on to continue to work for your community, no matter where your journey takes you, never forget. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata.
It's his people, it's his people.
The people, it's his people. The people, the people. Thank you.
At the conclusion of the Youth Parliament General Debate, the Speaker, David Carter, announced the next item of business.
Honourable youth members, the time for this debate has expired. We now come to notices of motion, and my youth MP will assume the chair for this session.
That was Alexi Sutherland.
I call upon Te Bare e Murera to deliver their notice of motion.
I move that this House thank Mr Speaker, the presiding officers of Parliament, all members of Parliament for Youth Parliament 2016.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it. I call upon Cheyenne Te Haraba to deliver her notice of motion.
I move that after Youth Parliament, we as Youth Parliamentarians for 2016 strive to continue to be a voice for our communities.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
The Speaker then resumed the chair following those announcements from his Youth MP.
You see, Lexi, it's easy. Honourable members, it is my privilege to bring these proceedings to a close. You are all to be congratulated for the passion and the enthusiasm that you've shown over the last 2 days. The general debate this afternoon was another chance for you as youth members to say to us as members of Parliament, what are the issues of real importance to you? Even though your views and your aspirations have clearly been greatly different at times, you have respected each other's point of view. And in my mind, that is the mark of a good democracy. Please continue to use your experience as a youth parliamentarian 2016 to remind your generation of the importance of democracy to this country. I declare the Youth Parliament for 2016 officially closed.
The Speaker, David Carter. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.